episode 3246, Wrap the Real Gifts This Christmas.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous kickoff to your weekend. It's Friday, and that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And you know what? I don't want you to be upset, so I'm telling you right now. This is next to the last Friday before Christmas, so you better get your list, check it twice, make sure everybody's been very, very nice. And with that, we're going to dive in, wrap the real gifts this Christmas. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live Love and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. So take a deep breath, because right now I feel like I need all the reindeer. I need to borrow Santa's sleigh because we are in for a ride. I don't know what it is, but it's just like, wow, Christmas is like really almost here. Now, I really will be saying that next week because it'll be the countdown, like 10, 9, 8, actually it'll be 7, 6, 5, 4. But you get my drift here, right? With the preparations for Christmas drawing ever so close, it's what's under the tree going to delight all the little and big ones to see what truly matters. Wrap the real gifts this Christmas. Because as you know, we have one Friday, just one more Friday after this one. And we'll be celebrating Christmas, and all of your hard work will be gone within an hour. Now, if you want to overcome that, this is a total sidebar. This is not written or planned. But you know what? Just have everybody unwrap one gift at a time. Go around in the circle. It makes for a longer day, which I absolutely love. And we don't have to do it all at one time. And the kids get to enjoy the presents for a longer period of time. So we take breaks, we have brunch, we enjoy a little bit of snacks, and then we go in for lunch, and it's fabulous. But just ideas, because it's so crazy that we put all this pressure on ourselves, especially if we are a parent. If there's kids involved, we want to create this magical moment. And sometimes it's like, oh my goodness, as the kids get older, the gifts get smaller, but the price keeps getting bigger. You know, I can remember back when I would go to garage sales over the summer to prepare for Christmas that year. With a big family, I had to learn how to stretch the dollar and the budget. And so I was very creative in that manner. And we were one who Santa Claus did not want to bring the big gifts, as in the ones that the kids really wanted. That was our job. Santa Claus would bring the little things and would place those gifts in the stockings, which Santa still does. He visits every single year, which I'm sure he does with your house. But then what do you do when the kids open up their gifts under the tree, whether they're from you or from Santa or grandma or grandpa? What happens when they're like, I don't like this? What happens when they're disappointed? Or all of a sudden they want to take the toy and slam it on the ground? Been there, done that. And you're like, stop the recording. Now, back in the day, okay, this is going really way back. We would set up our camera and we had three different batteries and we would run the camera nonstop to catch it all. Now I'm going to be honest with you. Have we ever gone back to watch those videos? Nope. So why do we do it? Why do we put all of this pressure on ourselves to have the perfect Christmas with all the right Christmas gifts under the tree for the kids, and then we want to record it, but we never go back and look at it? We might go back once in a while and find a, you know, snapshot or something that was sweet that happens to pop up on our Instagram or on our Facebook, or maybe if you have another digital way of keeping your photos organized. But if you just put it on a drive and you kind of put it away on your computer, when do you really look at it? So why do we put this pressure on ourselves to have everything so perfect? You know, with all the stuff out there, there's a lot of competition, right? And there's this competition of getting the right gift, the perfect gift. And it's truly out of this world crazy. I don't know how even I still do it. I mean, I do because you want to get the right gift for the kids. But the kids are older and we've had conversations with them. All of our kids are adults now, officially. Now, that's not counting the grandbabies. So this is not part of the conversation. They get whatever grandma and papa want to get them. But when it comes to our kiddos, it's one of those things where we get them things kind of throughout the entire year. So now we don't put as much under the tree as what we used to. And we do things a little bit different. And I think that's a great thing. And as parents, we've got to position ourselves where we don't become so flustered all the time. We do need to be able to enjoy the holiday season, even if the kiddos are disappointed about what they got. But you see, that's the whole thing. Just because the reason for the season is not the wrapped gifts under the tree, you have to prepare so the heart will see. That is your Kids to Keep It Simple strategy. Prepare so the heart will see. This is not about the actual gift that's under the tree. And you're like, wait a minute, isn't it? No, it's not. Christmas is so much more. Yes, I believe that Jesus is a reason for the season, but it even goes further than that because you take who Jesus Christ was and who God wants us to be, that we were created in his image. And then you can really begin to understand and see what Christmas is all about. It's about giving to each other, as in not the latest and greatest tech gift, but truly giving what the heart needs. And so I want to give you three words for the season, and I want you to think about it, how you can take this into your family. So number one, you remove the pressure from yourself. I mean, come on, I don't want you flustered. I know I've been there, done that. We would stay up all night. Okay, my husband did not, but I did. I was that mom. Oh, yes, I was. And I would make sure everything was right, and I took the first picture. Everything was quiet, and I couldn't do anything because the kids had to be completely asleep. So sometimes I wasn't even putting gifts out till 2 o'clock in the morning because they were so excited, especially when they were kind of that middle age of like early elementary, like second, third grade up into middle school. That's a sweet spot, isn't it? I mean, they're just like, oh my goodness. And they question, but yet they don't question because they really want to believe, but they're really not sure how it all works. Then they get older and they're like, yeah, whatever, mom, just go ahead and put them out. Well, to this day, actually, we still don't put the Christmas gifts out until the night before Christmas. And I know it's kind of weird that way, but we do it because number one, I think it's that anticipation. But then we also aren't kind of tempted to go and make it the perfect Christmas gifts under the tree. And it's easy, right? If you start wrapping all this stuff too soon, which we don't do, we do not. I'm very bad at that. But we go and we wrap them literally on Christmas Eve. We have all of the movies we watch and we wrap and we wrap and we wrap and we wrap. So that's why I would stay up for hours and not even go to bed. But now I go to bed, just not as early, but at least I get a little bit more sleep. But I wanted to leave you with three words for you just to kind of chew on to see, okay, how can this prepare you so then you can help your kids prepare so the heart will see? Number one, gravity. What holds your heart? Emphasize the value of experiences over material possessions. In a world saturated with consumerism, it's essential to teach children that, well, true happiness stems from experiences and cherished moments. It's being in the present. It's being there, not thinking, gosh, I wish I had. It's all about what you do have. Encourage your child to create a wish list that includes activities, outings, or quality time spent with loved ones. And when you prioritize these experiences, then we as parents can reframe our children's focus from physical gifts alone to meaningful interactions and shared memories. It's about going sledding. It's about going for hot chocolate or going downtown and getting an ice cream cone, even though it's 32 below. I mean, you know, you kind of shiver, but you're like, but I want it still. Gravity. What holds your heart? Number two, giving. How can you serve from the heart? You've got to encourage a spirit of giving and charity. Instilling a sense of empathy and compassion in children is crucial during the holiday season. It's not about me, which it's fun to say me as if you're singing, but not so much when you're going, I wanted this, slam the toy on the ground, right? That's not a good thing. So really engage in charitable activities as a family. Go serve at a local charity. And it doesn't have to be on Christmas, even though I do find that very, very rewarding personally in my own heart. But you have to do what's right for your family. So you can volunteer at a local shelter or participate in a toy drive. Right now, there are children, families, that their names and wish lists are hanging on angel trees. Go ask. Go check out the stores. Call your local places that do toy drives for families and say, is there anything you still need? Because you may think that, oh, they've got it all under control. And you know what? Every little bit helps. And this year has been a tough year for a lot of people. A lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are now living off of their savings just to make ends meet. And they're exhausted and they're tired. And I think about going back to the days of garage sales. And man, that was when garage sales were good. I mean, we didn't have cell phones, right? We had to go and drive around the neighborhoods and look for the little signs or actually go and grab a newspaper. I know I'm freaking you out right now, aren't I? But encourage your child to select like one cherished gift from under the tree and donate that one to someone less fortunate. And maybe you do it to where they don't have to take a gift that's under the tree, but they pick something from their own room, and then they wrap it and put it under the tree. And then on that special day, you empty your tree. I'm not saying on Christmas, it can be on any day. Maybe you go on another Saturday or whatever, and you take those gifts, and each child knows because that was one of their favorite. And you go and you take that gift and you give it away. Now, there are some places that only want new, unwrapped gifts. So you could just decorate it with a simple bow and put it under your tree. And then when the kids go, they're going to understand and see, not just with their eyes, but with their heart. That's what really matters, giving. How can you serve from the heart? And finally, number three, gratitude. How can you appreciate in the heart? Practice daily gratitude rituals, especially during the holiday season. I know my kids, they're older, but one of the things I like to ask them is, hey, how was your day? And what went well? I don't like to ask them, so what went wrong today? Or how bad was your day? Even if the kids have had finals at college, I'm like, oh, how bad was it? Why start it that way? What good came from your day today? Make expressing gratitude a part of your family's daily routine. Create a gratitude jar, or I like to call it a joy jar, where each family member can write down something they're thankful for every day and then read them aloud during mealtime or before bedtime. It is extraordinary the amount of heartfelt sentiments that come from your gratitude jar or your joy jars. Also, encourage your child to write personalized thank you notes to friends and family who do give them gifts. And when I mean literally write them, if they can write, they need to write. Coming from a teacher's background, an education background, we need to write more pen to paper, more pencil to paper. Yes, you can text them. I get it. But still ask them to write a note. It's so rewarding to the heart to actually hold the piece of paper in your hand, knowing that somebody took the time, even if it's one sentence. And if your child cannot write, have them draw a picture instead. That's just as treasured. Seriously. And when you really engage in gratitude practices, you as a parent can shape your child's mindset towards appreciation and really gear them towards this attitude of gratitude. You know, gratitude opens our eyes to the abundant blessings surrounding us, transforming our hearts that soon are decorated with life's blessings that cannot part. Meaning, it's sealed. It's sealed on our heart. You can't remove that from us. Everything else can go away, right? If you lose your job, you can lose your house, you can lose your car, you can even lose the clothes off of your back. I pray that's not ever the case for you. But seriously, you can lose everything, but those cherished moments, that can never be taken from any of you in the family. Remember, Christmas is more than just the gifts under the tree. It's a time for families to come together, create cherished memories, and celebrate the joy of giving, right? Where is the gravity? Where's the giving? Where's the gratitude? But when we can position our hearts to be the eyes under the tree, that's how you make it Christmas all year round. So who's ready to wrap the real gifts this Christmas and put those under the tree? Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.